Maya Ratana joining us for recorded. Oh, Maya is a kaiako and kairangaha at Te Whare Wānanga o Wairaka. She has a master's in architecture and is one of three researchers who make up the Rangatahi Ahu for Kangatahi Kangarua, which is the flagship Māori housing research program for the Building Better Homes, Towns and Cities. Kaupapa Maya, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnei.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Maya. Hey, I've got a really strong interest in the work that you and your colleagues are doing, because I really like to see, you know, Aotearoa whare buildings, whether they're residential or commercial, reflect our people within their design and construction, and not just add on facades, eh, Maya? There are concepts for our living environments that can make for really beautiful whare. So big ups to you first. Can I just ask you to introduce yourself, tell us where you're from, where you grew up, and indeed what drew you into architecture, Maya?
Oh, tēnā koe. Kia ora, I'm ko Maya Ratana tēnei, he uri ahau no Te Aroa, no Taranaki, no Ngāti Raukawa ki te Tonga. E noho ana ahau kei Whangarei, nāianei, engari I tipu ake ahau kei Rotorua. So I'm from Rotorua, born and bred, have spent many years in Tāmaki, but currently live in Whangarei. But yes, what brought me into architecture? I don't know, I've always had a real fascination with buildings since I was really young. And as I went through my architectural journey, I practiced for a while, but realised not that long ago, actually, that what I really enjoy is teaching and research and that side of things, and really interested in how we can create better outcomes for Māori in the housing space. So, yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Tēnā koe. Well, look, two strong influences who I've had the pleasure of having kōrero with over the years. One's Ro Hoskins, and I was very intrigued when he was encouraging our architectural students at UniTech many years ago to consider more appropriate designs for whānau Māori and Pacifica, because we have a fairly standardised European box-like design that doesn't lend itself to the living environments that our people look to. And we've got intergenerational issues with koro and nan and aunties living there with mokopuna and the like. So he spoke of some challenges to have a look at how we might differ in our approach to residential housing, bearing that in mind, and some neat concepts and ideas were tossed into the mix. And I have great respect too for Jade Kake, interestingly, also a whangarei wahine Māori who is, you know, pushing different kaupapa in the Māori architectural space. So a couple of quite significant influences. You and Jade would probably meet up for cups of tea, wouldn't you, Maya?
Oh, when we have time. We try. But yes, Ro's been my mentor for many years now. And I've worked very closely with him. He was obviously my my teacher, my kaiako, and was my supervisor for my master's, and now we work together, which is very cool. We just finished teaching Māori Studio together at UniTech, which is the kaupapa you were just talking about, where we take students out to learn about, they learn about the history, they then at the end of that whenua, and then at the end of their design component, they actually spend a week on site building. But I think, yeah, what you're saying around housing is really significant. And if you think about, you know, state housing and what Māori were living in as they moved into the cities during the urban migration, you know, those houses did not meet our living, the way we live as Māori. You know, a lot of the time the lounge was at one end of the house and the kitchen at the other. So how do you manaaki when you don't have spaces that are conducive of the way we like to live? So, you know, those, Jade, myself, many others have spent a lot of time and a lot of effort thinking about and working towards creating spaces that reflect the way we want to live as Māori. So, yeah, still on that journey and you know, really mihi to all those who have worked really hard in that space.
Yeah, I guess if you've got some land, there are possibilities in incorporating a more functional Māori design into the building of whare. We're broadcasting from Mangere Maya, and so literally we're seeing these blocks banging up left, right and centre. And it does remind me of some living environments offshore, but not the sorts of housing estates that we're used to here in Aotearoa. And some of them look up from the outside and very box-like. And Kāinga Ora might suggest that they have consulted with Māori architects to do the best we can in limited area and budget. But even so, from the outside looking in, they do look like little boxes made of ticky-tacky. What do you know of the Māori input into them? Was there much? Do you know if Kāinga Ora consulted with Māori about how best to utilise these small spaces?
I think yes and no. I think Rose had a lot. He's had some input, and he did do a kind of a guideline quite a few years back, which he gave to Housing New Zealand, him and others, which was all about how we design housing for Māori and Pacific peoples that allows us to manaaki and all those kinds of things. I think Kāinga Ora is doing some things right, and I've seen a couple examples recently where the houses had much bigger living spaces, smaller bedrooms, but you know, a focus on decent sized living spaces. But I think, you know, development's happening very quickly in Tāmaki Makaurau, and it's not always happening well. You know, a real classic layout that I think you're speaking of is the side of these kind of terraced houses where they have the living spaces downstairs and two bedrooms and a bathroom upstairs. And, you know, while the layout works in some instances, if you have whānau coming over and you've got no wharepaku downstairs, they're having to go up into your personal spaces to use wharepaku. Again, I've also seen others where they do have wharepaku downstairs, slightly bigger houses, but they're like literally as you walk straight in the front door, the first thing you see is the wharepaku. I mean, that's, you know, not ideal either. So, you know, I think we are getting some traction and there's some changes happening, but essentially the kind of rate they're trying to build houses, design tends to get, you know, less priority, really, and design that suits our needs.
Tēnā koe mai. I've probably dominated the direction of our kōrero a little more than I should have because, you know, we're really talking about the building better homes, towns and cities, kaupapa. Mm. And it's a flagship Māori housing research program which you're involved in. Shed some light on it for our listeners, please.
Oh, sorry, what was that?
I just shed some light on it about that Māori input into the BBHTC, so to speak.
Cool, absolutely. Well, I've been involved in the BBHTC program for about 3 or 4 years now. My research project sits under the Kaingatahi Kangarua arm, which is sort of the Māori arm of the research program. And my research, I can't really speak for others so much, but ours looks specifically at rangatahi and housing. So there's 4 of us on the project. There's myself, there's Jacqueline Paul, there's Pania Newton and Hanamari Munga. And so we are looking at everything across the spectrum from homelessness right through to home ownership for rangatahi and looking at not only the realities of housing for them today but also their aspirations going forward. So what do we want to see for our rangatahi as we go forward? I mean, rangatahi, we are sort of saying is 17 to 35. So, you know, it's actually quite a decent spectrum, although we do also think it's contextual. But, you know, taking into consideration that half of the Māori population are under 24. So, you know, we make rangatahi and young people make up a considerable population, considerable amount of the Māori population. Yeah.
Well, it's neat that you're able to influence the thinking of those who will eventually take charge of trying to put a Māori face across our country. This is, and we've discussed it before, a lack of Māori input to the design of our public spaces, but also, as you constantly do, a sort of whakaro Māori into the architectural design of our residential spaces. So it's a challenging area, and as we urbanise even more so and intensify in our major cities, and let's face it, that's where everyone seemingly wants to live. Although, you know, sometimes we shake our heads, don't we, and go, how the hell, who wants to live in Auckland? I want to get out of this joint because of the traffic. Hey, Maya, but that's the reality. I mean, most of our people are drawn into urban settings. You escaped the rat race, though, because you went to Whangarei.
I did. Only 19 months ago. And actually, interesting you say that, because yes, I think people, you know, our people are still moving to the city, especially for university, things like that, our young people. But what I'm really noticing now is this kind of regionalism and younger Māori who have got their tohu, and, you know, starting families are now wanting to move into the region. So I think that's actually quite an interesting space as well.
What took you to Whangarei, Maya?
Whānau. We were living in Tāmaki, and during the lockdown we realised we may as well be living on the other side of the world because we had no whānau in Tāmaki Makaurau. So we decided to move up here to Whangarei. I'm actually sitting in the airport right now about to fly to Auckland. But we built a tiny house. We sold up our house in Auckland and decided to build a tiny house and live a bit more simply and live near whānau. So that's my story.
Oh, well, I'm interested in tiny houses too because, you know, the kids have left. The muckles like to visit, but tininess makes some sense. You look at all the clutter that you accumulate in life, eh, sis, and then you think, well, I don't need most of this stuff. How's life in a tiny house?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I think another thing we learned in lockdown was how little of our house we actually used. We have a three-year-old, so the three of us, you know, we didn't actually use much of our big house that we had in Auckland. And so we thought, you know, let's go tiny. And you know, small spaces has always been my interest in design. So I had lots of fun designing it. And then we got it built to a shell, which meant it was all clad and the windows were in and it was aligned and whatnot on the inside. And then we've just slowly been finishing it ourselves, so putting in cabinetry and painting and tiling, so I've learnt lots of skills, but it's been really interesting,
And if you don't mind, I'd love to have a little cordial with you about that experience, because I think it offers some potential for us. And what, are you just parking up on your mate's lawns, or are you, have you bought yourself a bit of dirt?
We did buy a bit of dirt down at Ōpuru, actually, but we actually live in the backyard of my in-laws currently, in Ngungaru on the coast, and on the Turukaka coast. It's beautiful. But yeah, I'm a big advocate for it. I think, you know, if we're talking about rangatahi and their aspirations and realities for housing, the cost of housing is crazy, both to own and to rent. And I think housing security is a big deal. And I think here in Aotearoa, it's very hard to find housing security unless you're going to own. And so, you know, I really believe that our young people need to feel secure in their housing options, and tiny houses is one way of doing that. It allows you to have a roof over your head without, we don't owe any money on our whare, so it doesn't mean that everyone won't owe money, but you know, that having a much simpler life, cheaper life, where it allows us to have a lot more flexibility in our mahi, because we don't owe lots of money, so. And we have a roof over our heads no matter what. And if we want to move, we just, it's on wheels. So we can just take it somewhere else. So it's pretty ideal, really.
Oh, it sounds pretty good. We'll have to change the name to, or just leave it at Wharepaku, because Whareiti should be our Māori little tiny homes with little with little maho tied into them and a bit of carving around. It'll be oh for awesome. So maybe there's a neat little business ahead. Tiny homes is a bit of a revolution. We need a Māori arm of the tiny home kaupapa. Oh, travel safe. Look, thanks a lot for your kōrero. I've really enjoyed meeting you, Maya, and all the best with the mahi, and of course with your little-y. It's going to be a lovely Christmas ahead in your tiny whare.
Awesome. Ngā mihi nui
kia koe. Me koe hoki. Ngā mihi.
Bye.
It's Maya Rātana with us today.